You'll have some trouble spotting the upgrades unless you look really closely. There are some new bathrooms, but mostly the work went into the systems inside the walls and below the floorboards, pipes, and electrical conduit. If you talk to some of the merchants, you might learn a few of them made significant improvements. For example, at Oriental Mart, there's an all-new kitchen.
Look at how shiny they are. We try to keep it shiny.
Mila Apostol admits the old kitchen was substandard, so they used a federal loan to fix everything while the rest of the building was torn up.
Now, you had to close for a few days or weeks? Or?
No, not weeks. Almost a year we were closed. So I went home to the Philippines and stayed there for almost a year.
Many merchants had to move temporarily during the three-year process, but the market says they all survived and they're back in place. The nearly $70 million renovation was approved by voters and paid for by a Seattle property tax. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.